USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Calling for calm and healing.
We have just been through an intense election and emotions are high, but now tempers must be cooled and calm restored.
In a video message posted on social media, President Trump condemned Wednesday's violence at the U.S. Capitol building and said that while his challenges to the results of November's election were about protecting the integrity of America's electoral system, he will now work for a smooth transition of power.
I continue to strongly believe that we must reform our election laws to verify the identity and eligibility of all voters and to ensure faith and confidence in all future elections. Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it.
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this out.
You.
TrackGrabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck on TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
The top infectious disease expert in the country says that wearing masks will still be a good idea even after you get vaccinated against the coronavirus. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts says Americans need to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci is calling on Americans to continue wearing masks and social distance, even though they are vaccinated, to protect others until the majority of people are inoculated.
We should not pull back from mitigation methods until the level of virus circulating in the community is at such a low level that it is no longer a risk.
And President-elect Joe Biden continues to fill out nominees for his cabinet. Thursday, he introduced Merrick Garland as his pick for Attorney General and will reportedly tap Boston Mayor Marty Walsh as his Secretary of Labor. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. Senate appears that it will be in Democratic control after two Republican incumbents failed to defend their seats in a pair of runoff elections in Georgia, leaving the GOP to ask what went wrong. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Democrats look to have won both Georgia Senate seats and, with them, the U.S. Senate majority. Final votes are continuing to be counted, and military votes have until 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday to be counted as well. Republicans beginning to look back as to what happened, and Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, believes...
We spent too much time on other matters rather than that clear and simple matter of saying that Senators Perdue and Senators Loeffler and Republican majority could be that check and balance. But look, we can't just give up now because we lost. We got to pick ourselves up off the electoral playing field and dust ourselves off and get back going in the game. Because, as I said, the Democrats have extremely small margins, but they have an extremely radical agenda, and we've got to be prepared to provide a check and balance on that agenda and get ready for the next election, which is always just 2 years away.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
And Thursday brought a blockbuster trade in Major League Baseball as the New York Mets acquired all-star shortstop Francisco Lindor and pitcher Carlos Carrasco from the Cleveland Indians. In return, the Tribe received two infielders and two highly touted prospects. Lindor has been considered the face of the franchise for Cleveland for several years, but will be eligible for free agency in 2021, with the Indians likely unable to compete with other clubs with deeper pockets. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.